Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Gregeth and Hooks, it's hour number two. I am Nick Gregeth, he's Bill Hooks. Got a lot ahead of us here in the hour. Martinez for Heisman is not just a thing that we like to say around here. Apparently nationally, that's a big deal.
Wow.
There has been, I've seen four lists on, again, we're talking like ESPN, Sports Illustrated, CBS Sports. You know, we're not talking about like, you know, Athlon Sports or whatever it might be. This is like real big national brands that aren't purposefully writing this to try to get Husker fan clicks. And Martinez is the dude that keeps coming up as everybody's watch this kid.
He should be.
The three freshmen from this year that they keep saying that about, Clemson's quarterback, our quarterback, wide receiver Purdue. Mm. That's the three freshmen everybody's talking about. What does that mean, though? If Martinez were to actually be good enough to have an outside shot at the Heisman next year, I'll tell you, that'll be coming up in the next segment. We also have the NFL MVP. I think that race, is it over? A lot of people thought it was Drew Brees' to win 2 weeks ago. Now a lot of people saying it's Mahomes after last weekend. Is it? We'll talk about that. But first, it's 10 o'clock. I'm excited about this. I missed it yesterday, and I'm so sad. It's what's trending at 10.
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending. It started with a
whisper. I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How do you trend?
What you talking about,
Will? The bloody hell are you two talking about?
All right, I'm going to start out with something kind of funny. So backup quarterback for the Redskins, Josh Johnson. You know, it's kind of hard to learn people's names right when you get to a team. So do you guys know what he did to learn his teammates' names?
No, what did he do?
He played Madden for a straight week.
That's a good idea.
And that is awesome.
It worked. I mean,
he's like, what happened to this Darius Geist dude? This guy was awesome.
I would probably do the same thing, not going to lie. I mean, and like you said, Madden is actually a good teaching tool for football.
You're darn right. So, I actually told my wife, my son's birthday, so we got Christmas coming, and I told her maybe Santa needs to bring him the show so he can play some Major League Baseball.
Yes.
He's a big baseball fan. His birthday is in January. He is going to get baseball for the PlayStation coming up. He turned 6.
You got to have it.
Yep. It's time to start learning people's names. But also, I'm telling you right now, young dads and moms, if you want your kid to learn rules of sports, go get him one of these games. You have to learn it while you're doing the games. I'm telling you.
No doubt.
It's a great teaching tool.
And the show is a hell of a game. I love it. So the Raiders, they fired their GM, Reggie McKenzie. So does this mean John Gruden, he calls all the shots now, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They're going to give it to him. Why not?
Gruden's got 10 years, $100 million contract.
They
got
to bury the million somewhere. They're going to give him both titles,
right? Did they end up choosing their GM, or is there just a rumor right now? Did you guys see?
They're just a rumor.
Okay, so the rumor is the guy that they're looking at getting got fired from his last job because he was terrible at picks. His picks have been terrible.
Yeah.
I think it's adorable that they got rid of the guy who was smart enough to draft Khalil Mack, all these, Derek Carr, all these guys that are good.
Uh-huh.
He was smart enough to draft these dudes that some of them they traded away.
No.
And then they're going to bring in a dude that overlooked most of those guys to draft crappy players. That's Raiders. That is Raiders and Gruden 101 right there.
Yeah, not to mention Gruden can't really draft well either, right?
I don't believe so. He likes everybody, according to his old shows. The other thing, he thought Johnny Manziel was going to be the next coming of Jesus himself walking around on the field. The Raiders, I will say, though, have been playing a little bit better. I hope for Raider fans' sake and for Derek Carr's sake that either Derek Carr gets pushed along after this season or if they keep him, I hope they find some way to get some better talent around him. You know, because they removed a lot of it. They got these early draft picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like they're going to use those draft picks mostly on defense.
Hmm.
I'll be curious to see what their cap looks like over the next few years. I don't know. I feel like the Raiders have pretty much said blank you to Oakland and said, we're going to be moving to Las Vegas soon.
Yeah.
We're going to stink and collect as many draft picks as possible to then hopefully be good the year we go there.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not fair to those fans.
It's not fair. Not fair. But that's what's happening. There's no doubt that's happening.
K-State has hired their new coach. North Dakota State's Chris Kleiman will be heading to K-State. What do you think of that hire? I think it's a damn good hire.
It's a great hire.
It's a great hire for them.
I love that K-State fans are mad about this.
They're up in arms.
Why?
I don't know, but it just you read all the, like, what are we doing? Where are we going? This guy's won some titles.
Mm-hmm.
How many has he won? Has he been there 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years. He's going for his fourth
title.
Well, it says here he's been there 6 seasons as head coach of the Bison. He's 67-6.
Who are they expecting?
I don't know how much better you could get there. The other thing, too, is he fits K-State. It's the same thing that Snyder did, which is Snyder was good. With Snyder, is Snyder... I had to sit up here because I'm gonna say something that people either are going to agree or disagree with. And it's going to be like, you're going to think I'm crazy or you think that I'm right.
Okay? I'm ready.
There's
I'm
no ready. In between on this.
Okay.
I don't think Snyder's actually that great of a coach.
Okay.
All right? Here's my... But for what K-State is, he was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't win... I think he won the Big 12 once. Twice. Two times. He won the Big 12 twice. He never made it to a national championship. He was close twice.
He won one big bowl game.
One big bowl game. But K-State sucked out loud before he got there. They were nothing. Mm-hmm. Like they were.
Well, he did a masterful job.
They were worse than nothing.
He did a masterful job of the game plan put together with JUCOs and
yes,
coaching kids up and all that in Manhattan. A masterful job of that.
He is, and here's the part that's going to piss some people off. He is a better version of Kurt Ferentz. Like his all-time record at K-State's like 8 wins a season.
I see it.
It's nothing. I mean, you get run here at Nebraska for 9 wins a season. They don't expect to compete for national championships at K-State. They expect to be a good team that's salty, that's tough every year, and every once in a while you might have a chance to get to the Big Ten or the Big 12 championship, but you don't actually get there. And they're a little mad, but they never want to fire their coach because they came from nothing. Iowa fans. Their greatest season ever, they finished 8th in the polls. Like, Iowa is nothing. They've never been anything. So the fact that their coach, every once in a blue moon, has a chance at winning the Big Ten, but they're going to be salty enough to kind of give people problems, that's good enough for them.
Yeah,
right. Their goal there is not to win a national championship. K-State's goal is not to win a national championship.
Yeah, he was 215-117. There's your number.
So, like I said, and they haven't better
won a,
version.
They haven't won a Big 12 North Division title since 2003.
It's better version of Kurt Ferentz. Kurt Ferentz is like 151-112 or something.
101. 151-101.
Yeah. What's his face? Makes is like an 8.5-9 win coach.
Yeah.
Kurt Ferentz is a 7 win coach.
Trash.
He's just a. But at their university, like I heard someone the other day say that when they talk about all time greatest coaches, that Bill Snyder's on that list. And I disagree with it. Which people will get mad again because they like Bill Snyder.
They like him. That's
and he's
fine.
A good dude.
It's a good story.
Like, I honestly believe what we're talking about here is how we're going to be describing Fitzgerald at Northwestern when he eventually retires. Mm. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
They have no hopes of winning national titles at Northwestern. They're not, you know what I mean? Like, none of that stuff matters. So he's going to probably finish his career. As like a 9-9.5 win coach, very similar to what Snyder had. He's at a place that doesn't necessarily have, you know, all the bells and whistles. They've never once wanted him, you know, they don't expect championships. Any season where they go 10-2 is like a freaking national championship
right.
for them.
Yeah.
So that's fine. And that's okay. There are schools, Nebraska's not like that. We actually want to put titles up.
Exactly.
You know, Michigan, and Ohio State are like that.
Yep.
Michigan State is somewhere in between those things. But you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Penn State, national titles are all that matters.
I hear you.
They haven't had one in forever, but it's all that matters at that school.
Mm-hmm. So do you think bringing Klieman to K-State kind of changes that? I mean, because he's won.
I think it's great. I think he's. I think he is.
He's exactly what they need. Like, that's the coach they need.
He will have similar results, yep, if anything.
Okay.
Now, if he might have a magical season in there somewhere, you know what I mean? I mean, if you think about it, Snyder had a magical season. His best season, he didn't win the Big Ten, by the way, or the Big 12, by the way. Hmm. So Snyder back in, was it? I'm trying to think of what it was. It was either the late 90s or early 2000s. It was the Bishop team. They didn't even win the Big 12, but that was his best team. I think they only lost two games that year, and they were really good, but they didn't even win the Big 10 or the Big 12. Like, it was, and that was his best. That was his year to try to win a national championship. Mm-hmm. The other teams that he won the Big 12 with weren't in the national title picture. It was more on down years.
Gotcha. So the winter meetings are going down with the MLB in Vegas, and there are just a ton of rumors coming out. The biggest one that I saw, listen to this. So there's a three-team trade discussion going on between the Mets, Yankees, and Marlins. It would send JT Realmuto, the catcher in Miami, they would send him to the Mets and get this Noah Syndergaard to the Yankees. What do you think of that?
Good. Do it. Yes.
Go.
I mean, it sounds great.
I want it.
In the other report.
Here we go. 1998, K-State was 11-0 during the regular season. And they earned its number one ranking, first time ever. And then they ended up losing, and that's why they didn't. They finished out 11-2 because they lost the big 12 championship and their bowl game. They were 11-0 going into that. Wow. That is that team that never even won the Big 12 is the most celebrated Wildcats team. Yep. They've won it two times, but those teams don't hold a candle to these guys. Because that was a good team, by the way, just to throw that out there. They had some players on that team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead. Sorry,
you're good. No, so I just got it. Yeah, so Syndergaard of the Yankees, that's in talks. Here's another report. So the White Sox are actually in the running for not one, but two All-Stars. They're a top three team for Bryce Harper and Manny Machado right now. For some reason, Machado isn't being a big name. He's not really having a lot of teams interested in him. But yeah, reports are saying that the White Sox are contenders for Bryce Harper and Manny Machado.
All right, so here's my prediction. Bryce Harper, unless they back up like $500 million, he's not going to the White Sox.
No.
Manny Machado, I think, has a legit shot. So Machado's looking for cash. The White Sox are looking for a star player to throw out there. They could use a guy that could either play short or third. I think it makes sense. And this feels like the White Sox every once in a while, like they did with Albert Bell. Like every once in a while, they like to go run and get themselves a fat free agent prize.
Yeah.
And I think that's where he goes. The other things I've heard with Machado have been the Yankees was another option.
Yep. Yep.
They have been talking about him.
Yep.
And although I still say, because I heard the other day Bryce Harper's name started to get bantied about with the Yankees a little bit.
A little bit. Oh, yeah, they're not out of it.
I would,
he also met with Magic Johnson. Here's the deal. Harper is going to a big market.
Give me
big market.
Bryce Harper to the Yankees all day. If I make my list of teams I want to see Bryce Harper on, Yankees won with a bullet. Can you imagine? Hold on. Can you imagine? Imagine watching Giancarlo Stanton, Bryce Harper, and freaking Judge jacking home runs.
Sanchez behind
the plate jacking home runs. That guy that's hurt at shortstop hits home runs.
Oh,
be incredible.
Is that Didi Gregorio? Whatever his name
Maybe
is. Gregarious?
That would be insane.
There would be nuts.
Yeah.
It'd be so, but Harper, their defense would be terrible.
How can they afford him, though? I don't get that.
There's no salary cap. You can pay whatever money you want to. They're the Yankees. They got
yep,
they
do what they want.
They're like Nebraska in college football. You pay whatever you want for whatever.
But Harper, we don't pay for anything.
And Harper's a big market
guy. Yeah, we do. Facilities, all that stuff.
I've met recruits and stuff.
No, not that. We're not Creighton.
Yeah, you know what I meant.
Listen, by the way, though, you know people are making a lot of money if Creighton can afford to spend $100,000, allegedly,
yeah,
on a player.
That's true.
Although they don't have to pay for a football program, no. So maybe that's why.
So if you remember about a month ago, J.R. Smith was pretty much saying, I want to be traded or else I'm not playing.
Yes.
He hasn't played at all. But now, recently, the Rockets are showing interest in trading for J.R. Smith, which I think is a great idea because the Rockets are really struggling right now. And J.R. Smith, you know, maybe he can still shoot it. I think he still can stroke it. But do you guys think if J.R. Smith goes to the Rockets, it's a good idea? I think it is.
He's not a game changer for them at
no.
all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think J.R. Smith got his best run because LeBron James got the best out of him.
Right.
And I don't know if that's...
That's not the case in Houston, by the way.
How mad will they be in Houston if he's out there just shooting the ball while he's jumping out of bounds and stuff? Taking the ball away from Harden.
You leave him open, though. He'll make it.
Maybe.
No, he will.
Maybe. Are you just saying that because he lost game one last year?
No.
Or if he wouldn't have done that.
If he wouldn't have done that. He was good.
I'd argue.
Was the last time JR was good?
I'd argue. 2 years ago?
Like, yeah. Good. 2 years ago?
He was good 2 years
before
that.
He's probably not good anymore, but he could still make a basket.
He's okay.
Better than what Melo would be doing for the Rockets.
Buckets.
It wouldn't last there either. They'd be so mad he's taking shots away from people.
Buckets on buckets.
Last story I got for you guys. This is the least surprising news I've seen in a while. But yesterday, Stephen Curry came out and said, Steph Curry, whatever.
It's Stephen Curry.
Whatever.
His real name.
I like
his real name is Stephen.
Yeah, I guess.
Story.
A lot of people, I thought it was, literally my days, sounds I thought like it was Stephen, but it's Stephen.
Anyways, it's Stephen.
It sounds like you went to Creighton. Stephen Curry.
Stephon Curry.
Stephon Curry.
He was on a podcast.
Call him Chef Curry.
Chef Curry.
Because he's always cooking.
Yeah. He was on a podcast, and he said that he doesn't think we landed on the moon. He's first we saw Kyrie saying the Earth is flat, and now we got Curry saying that he doesn't believe we bedded the moon. Like I said, that's the least surprising news I've seen in a while.
Yeah, I don't anymore. Like these celebrity NBA people,
I don't understand what they're talking
coming
about.
Out with these. Whether it's the Earth is flat or we didn't land on the moon, or I don't.
It's a bad look.
Apparently, he's in the middle of an argument now with NASA. Like, NASA got mad about it.
Great.
And, I don't know, man. Like, I really... Can I throw something out there real quick?
Of course. Yeah,
throw it.
All right, I'm going to throw this out there. And, like, hopefully you don't get mad about it.
I won't.
So, I like that a lot of these NBA players are getting involved in, like... They're letting their voice be heard, whether I agree with their opinions or not, and like politics and different things. I think it's cool because I think there's a generation out there that needs some leadership. Again, not saying I agree with them or disagree with them. I'm just saying with the players. But I like that there are guys that are being more socially active. I think that's cool. But then it's super hard for me to be like, hey, Steph Curry is trying to be a role model here. I think that's super neat. He doesn't believe we landed on the moon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like... This other dude that's out here, like, trying to promote stuff that I think is, like, socially aware and all these kind of things, and then he follows it up with, our Earth is flat.
Yeah, I mean,
like, how am I supposed to be like, hey, on one hand, you're trying to be profound, and on the other hand, you believe that we never landed on the moon.
Like, how do I take that serious?
Like, I can't, what am I doing here? You know
weird,
what I mean?
Man.
Does
that's,
that make sense?
No, 100%.
Like, it's like, it's man, weird. I want to be with you on this.
Come
and,
on,
and
Steph.
All of a sudden, you got... Or like, hey, at least you got a voice here. That's cool. Oh, you just tried to convince the same kids that we never landed on the moon.
The world is flat, and we've never been to the moon.
Wow.
Hottest topic.
That's what. How do people believe that?
I don't know.
Do pilots get in planes and calculate a flight path with curvature for the Earth for fun?
I would
like to trick us all in case we see it.
If I won the lottery, I would send everybody that thinks the Earth is flat. I'd send them up in space.
Ooh,
just,
I would
just to prove.
I
it.
Would tell you I thought the Earth was flat just to go to space.
Just to go to space.
All right. Well, you'd be going to space then.
It's an incredible waste of lottery money.
Yeah, they invited like NASA invited it. Steph Curry to tour the moon lab. They wanted him to come see it.
He'd say that's where they probably filmed.
That's where they filmed it. But he's been invited.
Because that's what people think, is it was on a set.
Yeah.
And that the flag, apparently the flag at some point, like...
Moved. I've watched the Mythbusters, okay? It's all debunked. We landed on the moon. We all know this. That's what's trending at 10. All
right, man. Good. I appreciate it. That
good
was
job,
good.
Willie J.
That is what's trending at 10. All right, what's trending at 10:15, though, is this whole idea of Martinez for Heisman.
Oh, baby.
So if Martinez, first of all, is it too soon? That's my first question. 402-466-3776. Does it bother you that all these big places are starting, like ESPN, CBS Sports, they're all putting down Martinez as their guy? He's the dark horse that might win the Heisman next year. And then what statistically does he and the Huskers have to do to even be in that realm? I'll tell you next.